All right. Cheers, Rob. Cheers, Hugh.
Hi.
Tony, hello.
Hello.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, my missus left me over 5 live.
Are you pulling my leg?
No. I've listened to 5 Live for years, you know, even right back at the very beginning, first voice on 5 Live, Jane Garvey. And I used to have a shop. And the thing was that I used to have the radio on in the shop all day. But when I came home, you know, 6 o'clock at night, I wasn't allowed to listen to the radio in the evening. But the thing is, when I gave the shop up and, you know, I retired, I used to start putting the radio on through the day. Well, you know, it caused a lot of disputes.
I just don't believe that, Tony. So what would your wife be saying? Turn the radio off and you'd say no, and that was the dispute? Or well, was she saying, I can't stand that 5 Live, there's too much football and not enough minority sports?
Well, the letter that came from the solicitor said that my preoccupation with the radio had led to a complete breakdown of any social interaction between us.
Sorry, I know I shouldn't laugh at that, but that is funny.
Well, that's what he said. And at one point, so that I could, you know, take the radio around the house with me, I went and bought, you know, one of these digital radios, you see. And the thing was that I was in the conservatory listening to, you know, whoever it was, I don't know. And she came in and she threw the radio on the floor and stamped on it. But she still couldn't make it stop. So, of course, then she yanked the wire out of the wall and the radio finished up at the bottom of the garden. And she used to say to me, how you can listen to that constant chatter all the time, I don't know. And it drives me completely mad.
I think
and
I'm
don't
not...
want to be...
There must have been underlying issues, Tony, wasn't there? I don't want you to tell me what they were, but it can't just be because you were listening to chatter on 5 Live all day.
I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, we've been married for, I think we've been married 14 years, and I suppose, you know, you're probably right in what you say, there was other issues, but a lot of them stemmed from, you know, such as I'd try and tell her interesting things, you know, to try and pacify her, that I'd actually heard on 5 Live.
God forbid.
But, you know, as soon as I mentioned that I'd heard it on 5 Live, the shutters would just go down.
Are you being genuine, Tony? You're not winding me up.
Well, even to a point where she used to start to do a character assassination on individuals who were on 5 Live. And two of her favourite people for assassinating the character of were you and Graham Taylor.
How bizarre. Anyway, I think we're going to leave that. Are you? I don't know if he's telling me the truth or not, but you've no reason to lie,
well,
I suppose.
She went 2 years ago, and we're not divorced yet, but right. A friend of hers apparently said to her one day, has he ever asked you to go back? And when I heard this on the grapevine, that, you know, this friend had said to her, has he ever asked you to go back? I mean, I can say this because I know for a fact she won't be listening to 5 Live. But, you know, the truth of it is that if the price of her coming back is that I have to not listen to 5 Live anymore, she can stay where she is.
Yay! Thank you very much, Tony. We love you, even if your wife doesn't. And Graham Taylor is the nicest man in football. How you could assassinate his character. Anyway, was he for real?
Well,
I don't know, but it's brilliant.
I'm in love with him now. Anyway.
It's quite brilliant.
Simon, tell us about the weather.
We've got some welcome rain in the western parts of the United Kingdom.